FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A cook at a Pietermaritzburg creche believes a little voice in her head saved the lives of the children there moments before a taxi slammed into the school. A minibus had been transporting learners from various schools yesterday morning when the driver lost control of the vehicle. It careened into the Senzokuhle creche in Imbali. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has filed this report.
Cook Nombulelo Mfeka had been preparing food at Senzokuhle creche yesterday morning when her sixth sense prompted her to act.
Something came to my mind. I found the children playing soccer outside where I couldn't see them, which I didn't like because they go behind the house sometimes. So I called them to move where I can see them near the kitchen.
Moments later, a minibus came plowing through the property.
Just when I was exiting the kitchen, I heard a loud bang like it's a bomb busting from behind. I was shocked. The kids ran to me and held me. I took them to safety where other people were.
Mfeka went to investigate and was met by a horrific scene.
When I came back to check what exploded, I saw and heard children crying inside the vehicle. A car came inside. I screamed and called the neighbors to come help me. People's kids are dying in the car.
Mfeka had managed to save the children in the creche, but the pupils who were in the taxi were not so lucky. At least three died at the scene, while others were taken to the hospital with various injuries. While an investigation is underway, it's alleged the brakes of the minibus failed. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says government is determined to restore municipalities' ability to deliver consistent services and uphold citizens' rights. Speaking in Rustenburg, he condemned poor governance, financial mismanagement and corruption. He says municipalities need to efficiently use funds for indigent support to drive inclusive growth, reduce poverty and implement high-impact projects.
If a municipality is put under administration, we need to know what the elected representatives are doing to earn their salary so that they are doing their work. And we need to ask ourselves whether the salaries that they are paid are value for money.
And South Sudan's opposition has dismissed charges against Vice President Riek Machar as fabricated. A fragile power-sharing agreement between President Salva Kiir and his longtime rival, first Vice President Machar, had been unraveling for months. The deal fractured further yesterday after Machar was indicted on charges including murder, treason and crimes against humanity over an ethnic militia attack on a military base early that month. The so-called White Army attacked the base in Nasir County, killing more than 250 soldiers. A senior official in Machar's party says that there's no evidence that he was involved in the attack. The top story this hour: a cook at a Pietermaritzburg creche believes a little voice in her head saved the lives of the children there moments before a taxi came ploughing through the school. At least three people who were in the taxi, all of them learners, were killed at the scene. More news at ecr.co.za.
Right, so let's take a look at what's coming up in your sport this afternoon. The Bok women warm up for their first ever Rugby World Cup playoff against the Black Ferns tomorrow. Manchester City will be desperate to avoid a third successive defeat against their rivals this weekend. And Mamelodi Sundowns search for points as the Betway Premiership kicks off again this weekend.